Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rolling Energy Group, home of the inspired Nikola Tesla free sample program, where you can win free samples every single night simply by inviting someone to listen in. Now, I want to give some shout out to some people. My name is Gary Shaw. I am your host. I want to shout out to Richard and Joy Matwishin, Sean Doc Farrell, and Diana Anderson. They operate our radio board so Herb Samuels and myself can travel around the United States and work with our branding partners and be able to put this show on live. Now, tonight we're going to do an interview with Professor Herb Samuels, but before I get into that, I want you to press 1 on your phone and go ahead and get into the queue, and we're going to talk about issues. What kind of issues do any of us have? Like, for example, I own a 18-wheeler, tractor and trailer. I have 18-speed transmission, which I'm changing gears. Sometimes my knees, they hurt. Sometimes from sitting in this seat for 11 hours or 12 hours, I have a back that will start to give me a little irritation or discomfort, or it'll hurt. Sometimes I have people pull out in front of me, and it causes me to have major anxiety or stress because they'll get in front of me and slam on their brakes. You know, make me want to choke somebody. And because I'm 62 years old, sometimes, you know, I wake up with stiffness in my bones. And then sometimes, you know, about, when I wake up, I just don't have no energy. Well, we're going to talk to you about how all that can be changed. But I want to do an interview with my business partner, my friend. And actually, Herb was a college professor. He taught graduate students, college students. I have a business degree and a marketing degree, but Herb has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a marketing degree, and he is a naturist. He is one of these types that loves to go barefooted, gets out into the streams and swamps, and basically absorbs energy from the grass and lays in the grass, absorbs the energy from trees and the things. He is someone that's taken more than 1 million people on a weed walk. Excuse me. Around the world. And put some berries and plants and things that they could eat. So get ready. We're going to interview Professor Herb. So please do not ask any questions that would be medical, because we're not here to diagnose, prevent, or try to cure or stop any kind of diseases. This show is educational purposes and information only. It has not been rated by any government agencies. So Professor Herb's going to tell us a little bit about a gentleman by the name of Nikola Tesla. Professor Herb, are you here?
I am. Let me, first of all, talk about lilacs. Somebody just walked by, and I happened to be by a lilac tree, and we had a long discussion about making some incredible lilac tea. Now, bottom line is, nature is all around us. Most of us pay very little attention, yet we are beings of the earth. And fortunately, Mr. Tesla was absolutely a student of the energy of the earth. In the 20s, he was working with quantum resonating energy. He was a futurist. For those of you that have never heard of Nikola Tesla, please look him up. You're going to have so much brain swell based upon his 300 patents and his thousands of theories. You may have heard of Albert Einstein if you haven't heard of Tesla. And when he was asked one time, what's it like to be the smartest man in the world? His response was, I have no clue. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. And that pretty much says it all, because Einstein certainly is respected as a pretty sharp individual. Well, Tesla went beyond being sharp. He was a futurist. He predicted, he was working with ideas. He was, you know, specifically developing different technologies and theories that probably won't come to fruition in our world for centuries. But what we're going to talk about tonight took a century. He was working again on quantum resonating energy in the 20s, and we are absolutely able to take full advantage of several modern inventions that will impact your life in so many ways. Do we have anybody pressing one? If they are new to our call, please press one, and you'll be able to ask questions. You know, we'll address, you know, various issues. If you have discomfort, if you have anxiety, stress, you want to lose some weight, if you specifically are worried about electromagnetic frequency, your immune system is compromised, or you're worried about, you know, some kind of contagion that's going around, if you're specifically looking to save money or make extra money, let's talk. Mics are open. Press one.
Okay, we've got our first person with a hand up, 0047. Last four digits, 0047. Your mic is open, 0047. I believe that's you, Mark.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize what number I was calling from. I just have a question about what you recommend for the I deal with dogs at the shelter. I help train them and take some of these stray dogs that have no clue what sit and whatever means, and try to get them to the point where someone can adopt them and feel that they are trainable. And I want to go in there and try different things on them, especially the ones that are real high anxiety and fearful and been abused and whatever. What would you recommend for me to take, and why?
Let me tell a couple stories. Let me tell a couple experiences, and I believe you'll, you know, really appreciate these.
I travel all over the world,
and I've had the opportunity to specifically introduce some of these technologies that we're going to be, you know, elucidating this evening to individuals that were naive. You know, they had no clue that energy has now been captured in a way that was never captured before. And when I went into their house, okay, we had a little, you know, home party, or, you know, they gathered some friends that would also like to become informed. They all, you know, who in this world doesn't want to improve their life? So it's fairly simple to gather somebody and say, hey, you know, there's a guy that is really tuned into some really advanced, cool stuff, you know, pioneered by Nikola Tesla, and I think you'll be fascinated, and it will benefit you dramatically, you know, for just learning about this. And with that, most people are, you know, kind of willing to investigate. We had a circumstance where we went into a house and we had maybe, you know, eight people in the house or so, and there was a dog that was really friendly, but a large dog and very hands-on. I mean, he had to interact with everybody in that living room. And, you know, I knew that there was no way I could compete against that dog. You know, I had to get the attention and keep the attention of these adults for a little while anyhow. And as a consequence, you know, I kind of got the owner and I said, hey, you know, I can't compete. And he said, all right, I'll put him in the cage. And this is a really, you know, gregarious dog. He loves people. And he didn't like that cage at all. And he was absolutely obnoxious telling us all that he didn't like being in that cage. He was barking and he was making noise and he just wouldn't quiet down. And I took a CBD modality, cannabidiol. It's specifically a energy-only device. We have it in two different forms. We have one that looks like a Band-Aid. It's a peel and stick. It holds the energy that's been embedded into it from full-spectrum organic CBD, cannabidiol. And we also have one that is a carbon fiber material, looks like a dog license. It's about 1.5 inches in diameter maybe. And I wear one actually all the time around my neck on a chain. And I took it from around my neck and I went over to the dog cage and I carefully hung it over the dog cage. And the dog, kind of looked at it for a while, barked and screamed and made all kinds of noise, especially when I went near the cage. Not that he was a mean dog, just that he was upset, anxious, stressed. And I would say within probably 6 minutes, he was perfectly calm, and we never heard a peep from him until we let him out of the cage after the presentation. There's one. And here
That's
is
incredible.
Even a more... A more remarkable result, okay? I went to another house. Young lady had two dogs, two little children, and wanted to show her, some information related to these modalities. And she was very willing, but her dogs were not. In fact, one was a pit bull in a large cage, largest home cage I've ever seen. It was probably 5 feet wide, 8 feet long and 6 feet high. Huge cage in somebody's living room, okay? And this dog was absolutely protecting the children, I think, and, disciplined to do that, or at least, it thought it was. It's in the cage, should be calm in the cage, but it literally was growling and showing teeth and barking and being as obnoxious and doing manic gestures. I mean, literally, I felt threatened by this dog. And then there was another dog in a little smaller cage, wasn't quite as aggressive, but was still very, very aggressive. And I knew, there's no way that I could even possibly be heard because this dog was, so loud and so angry. And I put that same pet tag on his cage. This one I was very careful because I like my fingers, and I didn't want to lose them. And I knew if I didn't do it right, that would be, the end of those fingers. This dog was ferocious. And again, it just kept going on the same way it was for maybe another 2 minutes. And then it, kind of sat down and looked up at that, kind of area, like it was sensing energy or something, but, didn't know what was going on. And then it would get up again and would go back into this barking frenzy and showing its teeth, very aggressive. And I would say it was a total of maybe 8 minutes until it was calm and I was able to do, the show went on, so to speak. So when you have dogs or cats or giraffes or monkeys or rhinoceros, or, we were at a show one time and man had some oxen. And I don't know if you've ever seen an oxen close up, but they're big animals. And when he came over, he said, how anxious they get in crowds. And I said, no, I can't say I've ever asked them. And he said, well, I live with them. I raise oxen, and I take them to shows all the time. And, boy, they can absolutely get out of control when they get anxious because, they don't pay any attention to their handler. And I said, that doesn't sound good to me. And he said, it's not good. And at that point, we introduced the CBD resonator to him. So anything, can't work any better than the natural CBD modality for the mammalian body. It brings the body back into homeostasis and balance, okay, balance of the nervous system, so that it begins to calm an animal down. Works equally well on people. That's why I wear one all the time. That's why Gary, you know, who's driving all the time and under a lot of pressure. You know, he has deadlines and he has stressful circumstances. You know, if he doesn't get to the deadline in time, they won't unload him. You know, he gets a 10-hour delay, you know, until the next day. It could be horrible. And the nuts on the road, you know. So what a combination all the time. It's like constant anxiety and stress. So CBD resonators are perfect solutions. And he's a CDL driver. In fact, I renewed mine today, actually. There's a complication if you are being drug tested to make sure that you don't have any drugs in your system. CDL, individuals and people, active military, retired, there's a lot of people that have to be very concerned about the possibility of pulling a positive drug test for a substance. Well, that's not an issue with energy. So we have the perfect solution for the entire world. Pets, people, and even those that are worried about drug testing. That help, Mark?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely.
Better.
Very good.
Well, tell us a little bit about grounding. How can I ground myself and or earthing? Because I know you go out literally barefooted and get in these creeks and swamps and sand and deserts and lay. Matter of fact, I was talking to you one time and I was looking almost like the sky. I was asking what you were doing. You told me you were barefooted laying on the grass. And I thought, okay. Tell us a little bit about earthing. What does it do and how does it affect us? And is it beneficial for us to earth? And what does this earthing card do for us?
Well, let me ask a question to answer your question, or at least to begin the answer, and that is, how long do you want to live? Do you want to deal with
me? I want to be 140.
Okay. or longer. You know, we go back to the original Bible, and how long did those people live? Okay, and let's think about their lifestyle. They were connected to the earth. They absolutely spent every day. They hadn't invented shoes yet. They were connected to the earth. And what we now know, and science continues to evaluate this, we have a great video if anybody would like to learn about the benefits of earthing. There's a medical doctor. In 7 minutes, she spells out the scientific validation of the importance of earthing. And she answers the question, how much earthing is enough? And in that video, she explains 1 second of touching a tree, you know, hugging a tree will literally begin to improve your inflammation levels, bring them down. It will begin to reduce inflammation. Inflammation is the cause of all dysfunction in our health. So, you know, is earthing important? Critical. Not just important, critical. And then she goes on and she says, if you earth a little longer, it will begin to boost your immune system. Then she talks about how it has impact on your muscular skeletal system, your cardiovascular system. Every system in our bodies improves as we enjoy the benefits of the earth. Now, the challenge is, you know, I'm not near Niagara Falls. I was in New York State today, but wrong part of the state. And you know, what I did, one of my favorite spots near my home is Freedom Falls. It's a little creek in the middle of nowhere, and there's maybe a 28-foot fall, and it's really cool. The energy from that is amazing, and I spend as much time whenever I have the opportunity to go out into that part of the wilderness, okay? Same thing with Victoria Falls in Africa. If you've never been there, put it on your bucket list. If you've never been to Niagara Falls, absolutely go there at least once a year, twice a year. You need that energy. Now, that's the earth, okay? And a lot of people have, you know, tried to add technology to provide that benefit. There are earthing mats. There are crystals that hold, you know, some earthing frequencies. It goes on and on as to, you know, various modalities that people have developed. Well, we have the epitome. We have the best in the world based upon a breakthrough in technology. We have a carbon fiber card that holds the energy that's been embedded into it guaranteed for a year, will last many, many years. I have one that's broken in pieces. It's over 3 years old now, and it's still holding the energy as viably as it did the day that I acquired it. And what it does is it resonates the energy of the earth continuously. And the great thing about it, and I did it today, gave it to a guy while I was at a gas station, and I said, you know, please put that near the gas hose. It's going to absolutely add some vibrancy to the gasoline that you put in my vehicle, and I noticed some benefits from that. And he said, really? He said, how could that card do that? I said, well, if you want to see what that card can do, how could that card make you stronger, give you better range of motion, give you better balance? And he said, no way. I said, all right, call over. And there were four guys working at this gas station. It was one of the last in the world, full service. You know, they were all running to the cars and pumping gas. So in between cars, you know, we had time for magic. And specifically, I didn't want any part of it. So I said, hey, you know, get one of your fellow workers here and you test them. And I showed them how to do a muscle test. And at that point, you know, they got a baseline on how tough they were. Passed the card to them, and they are instantly tougher. Now, that's undeniable, okay? Why? Because they're getting the benefit of the earth, and we need that benefit all the time. So if you want to live longer, and I can't make any, you know, claims to longevity, but do your diligence. You know, learn a lot about earthing, and I believe you'll come to the same conclusion. The more you earth, the healthier you will be.
Wow, that sounds like something. That sounds like one of them must-haves. Okay, tell us a little bit about the benefit of making our food have more vitality, our water, our bodies, because you can use our technology called food freshness. I actually have them in my return duct. As the air is pulling through my house, I have them in my garage. I have them in my freezer. I have them in my refrigerator and my freezer upright. I have them in my pantry. I have on my countertops. They're everywhere in my house, and I have them in my bunk. I have them in my bed. I've got two under my mattress, one under the sheet, one under my pillow. I got them on my wife's side. I've got them in my truck. What is the benefit, and why am I doing that? I got to remember.
All I can say is, you can't have enough. Okay, let's basically put that out there for everybody to appreciate. Why? Because there are so many applications. It was originally invented to specifically mitigate the complications of the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi, and they impact every aspect of our lives. They impact the foods that we eat, the ornamental flowers that we buy and try to enjoy, these lilacs. And again, the woman, you know, is going to have some lilac, you know, a beverage. Well, they don't last very long. They smell great, and you know, they're really pretty, dainty, but they die really quickly. And simply by putting one of these food freshness cards near them, or if you run water over the food freshness card and water that particular flower with the water that's been impacted with the frequencies that are embedded within the card, they'll last much longer. They'll keep that aromatic essence, and they'll just look so much more vibrant. And your food, you know, I don't know about you. I think we all have our pet peeves. You know, I specifically love watercress. And this is almost the end of the season in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and New York for watercress, getting late in the season as it warms up. And not that it's not available and edible all year round, but it's perfect in the spring. And once it gets cold again, they tend to regenerate and become vibrant. Well, I don't want to waste any that I harvest. Sometimes you may have to hike over mountains and through the dells and through the forest, you know, through the swamps, and finally you find some place that watercress is naturally flourishing, and you harvest as much as you can, you know, without having impact on nature. You obviously leave, you know, a plethora for it to reseed and become more vibrant next year. In fact, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm Johnny Watercress, you know, not Johnny Appleseed. I wherever I harvest watercress, I actually spread it so that it ultimately will come back bigger and better. So the key being that having one of these freshness cards, even when I'm out traveling, you know, I have a bag of watercress. I don't have refrigeration with me sometimes. You know, I don't put it in the cooler, depending on what the circumstances are. And simply by having one of the freshness cards, it lasts twice as long. So, boy, do I have some gourmet, you know, sandwiches out of grape leaves and sheep sorrel and dandelion and you know, all the good things that you put together into a sandwich with the watercress, and it just remains vibrant. So all I could say is don't miss an opportunity to keep things as fresh as they could be so that you'll really have value. You won't have to, you know, waste your hard-earned cash. You know, you buy things like red raspberries and tomatoes and spinach and donuts and, you know, whatever you buy in your household. If you don't consume it before it begins to spoil, whatever you throw away is your hard-earned cash in the trash. Why would you do that now that we have a solution? And Sheila, the other day, she came on, she told us she was so excited about her avocados. Well, avocados spoil pretty quickly. And every grocery store in the world, every delicatessen that, you know, has an avocado spread to go on their sandwiches has a problem. And that is, they waste a lot of money in the you know, produce that they buy that goes to waste before they have the opportunity to sell it to their patrons. I was in a grocery store yesterday. I noticed the avocados were on the last day. They all looked, you know, if you don't sell them tonight, and it was already 8 o'clock in the evening or 9 o'clock in the evening, I guess. It was after the show, 9:30 in the evening. And there wasn't going to be a whole lot of business, so probably this morning they threw them all out. Well, isn't that a good reason to approach the owner of that store and bring it to his attention that you could save him hundreds of dollars a month on that one item alone?
Absolutely. That is a great idea. Now, I also basically, because I switch gears a lot, changing gears and running up and down the road, you know, tell us a little bit about Relief and how it came about and what is the 1-2 combination, because I use Relief and Natro. Tell us about each individual one of those, but why do I use the 1-2 punch?
Great question, and the Nitro is basically something that we all need all the time. It, based upon a 1995 Nobel Physics Prize won by a pharmacologist who spelled out the fundamental causeways and pathways whereby nitric oxide works in the mammalian body. It is a gas that we all have, all pets and animals and people, specifically have nitric oxide that, and again, this is from the original pioneering work in 95, it is a vasculator. It opens up and allows your entire cardiovascular system to more efficiently deliver oxygen and nutrients to every cell in your body. So it makes sense to have lots of nitric oxide. As we get older, it wanes typically. You need to supplement to, you know, make sure that you can build the levels back up. And we have an energy-only, you know, battery. You know, I call our storage devices batteries. This is a peel-and-stick. It's about, inch and a quarter long and maybe almost a half inch wide. It's rectangular. It is gold. It's pretty. And it holds the energy for 72 hours. So every 72 hours, should be swapping that puppy out. I'm looking at the one on my wrist right now, and I put a Band-Aid over it. I actually use waterproof adhesive tape, you know, that hospitals use to hold on gauze, and I write right on it day two. So I know that tomorrow I have to swap out my nitric oxide patch, you know, because I don't want to be without it. Why? Because it adds performance, okay? You know, yesterday I did a little lawn mowing, and, you know, I'm not as young as I used to be, and I have some pretty good hills, and I, you know, have a push mower, and ultimately I prefer to have the energy, the performance, to push it up the hill instead of having to kind of grab the rail and sort of slide it down the hill while you're holding the rail, or silly other ways to get around it. And, you know, we have a simple solution to help you gain performance. The other side of that is recovery. You know, if you exert yourself, whether it's, you know, mental exertion, whether it's physical exertion, whether it's, you know, some activity in the bedroom, if you want maximum performance and quick recovery so you can, you know, do it again, or if you're in some kind of sport activity, you certainly want high levels of nitric oxide all the time. And why is it a great idea to combine that with our Relief or our Wow? Okay, well, those particular modalities, those batteries, have more than 100 frequencies in each one of them. And they have put all kinds of really cool botanicals in them, and they put CBD in them, and they put things that help with inflammation, and they help with anxiety and stress, and they help with discomfort. So if you find an area that isn't, you know, functioning the way that you would like it to function, you know, Gary's knees, good example. Every truck driver in the country, you know, as they get older, it's not as easy to shift as often as they shift. And everybody that does some kind of, you know, physical activity that they don't normally do, they often, you know, create some discomfort. Well, stick it where it hurts and enjoy the Relief.
And absolutely, they work too.
Guaranteed to work.
What about
unconditionally?
Wow. Yes. Yes. What about Wow? I wear Wow, and we got several people. Anybody want to ask a question, just press 1. We changed the format up. We do interviewing, and so we'd like to hear your thoughts. You got a question? Press 1. You got anybody?
Nobody else has pressed anything yet, Gary.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about weight loss. You know anybody in the world that might have an interest in dropping a few pounds? Can I ask you something, Gary?
Sure.
Okay, I understand that, you know, you had an accident years ago, and unfortunately you were really damaged, you know, in that accident, and you spent a lot of time recovering and you know, your body repairing, and you were blessed with having a wife at the time that, you know, knew that, you know, since you were laying around, that if she fed you really good stuff, you'd eat it. And what happened after that?
I think she was trying to kill me because she got me ballooned up to about, I went from 170 pounds to 6 foot tall in my 40s to 375 pounds. And I tried every kind of lotion and shake and peel and diet and meal and you name it, I tried it, and I just simply could not lose the weight. And then a year ago, in 2020, my doctor physically told me that I had my yearly physical coming up, and she says, Gary, your blood sugar is through the roof. We're gonna start needing you to basically take a shot. And I told her that wasn't going to happen. And she looked at me kind of funny, and she said, well, you are direct. And she said, but you know you're going to die if you don't. And I said, well, I'm 62, but I don't think so. And she said, well, you need to lose weight to try to get some of that off. She says, otherwise, she says, you know, your blood sugar is 14, too. And she says, you know, that sleep machine you use, she says, do you still use it? And I said, well, yeah. So you told me a little bit about this little bitty resonator. I thought you were kind of nuts, honestly, you know, when you first told me that I could put something, put a little sticker on me and could lose weight if I drank water. And I thought, I hate water with a passion. But I tried it. You tell me put one. I thought, okay, if he's telling me put one, I'm going to be exorbitant. I'm going to put three because I want to really lose weight. So I put one. I put basically three on, and I started going to the bathroom a lot. Actually, the first week it scared me, Irv, because normally, you know, my stool is brown. This for a solid week was pure jet black. And it scared the daylights out of me. And I thought, what in the world? Well, I was detoxing. And then my watch started getting extremely loose. And then my pants started getting loose. Well, a year later, I went from a size 56 down to right now I'm in a size 44 pair of pants. I went from basically 375 pounds. I'm back down to my 255. I gained about 10 pounds because I had a skin problem for a little while, and I couldn't put the resonators on. And stupid me forgot about basically sticking them on the water bottle that I have now. And I started putting that on a couple weeks, two or three weeks ago, and I'm losing weight again. So it's like, wow. I don't have to just put the stickers on. I can literally stick them on a thermos, a little water bottle, and have it burn all the time.
So you're not only losing inches and pounds and detoxing, but how is it impacting your appetite?
I went from eating everything I could see to basically passing up most everything I see and eating basically smart, making smarter choices now, walking by desserts, you know, not getting, walking by Cokes and Pepsis and, you know, sodas and reaching for a water, which, you know, if somebody told me that 2 or 3 years ago, I would have laughed at them. I just don't have that craving. I mean, when I can pass up my mother's homemade sweet tea. I know there's something going on.
It is amazing that, you know, just because of vibrational energy in a little Band-Aid looking thing that you put near your navel, that all those results occur. But they do.
Exactly.
Unconditionally guaranteed for 90 days, and we're having, you know, marvelous results with those people that incorporate it and consistently use them.
Absolutely. Richard, you've used the Nitro and you've used the Food Freshness card, and I think you know somebody that you put some balance on that's fixing to come out. Will you tell us a little bit about that experience with the lady that had was it a walker or a wheelchair? Tell us about that lady and your experience with balance.
Well, she had developed a few different issues, but because of them, she no longer had confidence in walking. So she was taking slow, short, baby steps. This is walking around her villa. And I put the Balance Plus on the back of her neck, by the spine. And a few minutes later, she got up and she was actually walking normal. So that was one of the first things that we noticed, you know, basically right away with her. And she noticed it, that, wow, she could really walk confidently. And walking is so important for everyone, but even more so as the older you get, walking is even more important to keep circulation going and just feeling good about yourself and independent and all of that. So, yeah, that was a remarkable experience to be able to share that with her. The Food Freshness card, we've had so many wonderful things with food itself in the refrigerator. we were going on a vacation, Joy and I, and she picked up 2 pounds of organic red grapes on a Thursday. We left on Friday. The grapes didn't make the cooler, so we came back a week later on Friday. So that was 8 days at that point. And I checked the grapes, and they were all, the whole 2 pounds, perfectly crisp, sweet, probably even sweeter than they were when we bought them. And we ate them over the next, you know, 4 or 5 days. They were absolutely delicious. So they hadn't deteriorated at all with that. I keep a food freshness card. We put it under our dinner plates. I have it behind my water bottle on the counter. It's a large 48-ounce bottle, so I have it there sitting in behind the bottle all day, all night, all the time. I keep refilling it. We also put it, and, you know, as we're eating or drinking anything, it's next to us with everything on it. We also have it under our pillows at night to sleep with, and that seems to have helped and taken sleeping to another degree deeper with that. Our cat has it under his water bowl as well as his food plate when he eats. And when we bring fruits and vegetables into the house and liquids, we always put them on the food freshness card for a period at least 10 or 15 minutes, sometimes longer, before we put them away. So we use those absolutely wonderfully. Joy, come here a second. Share about your tree. Hold on a second.
My son gave me an azalea tree that the trunk of it had been wrapped around three different parts when it was growing. Beautiful, beautiful flowers, like a rose color. And when I got it home, I started putting water on it from the earthing card and the food freshness card, our energy water, and then I put a food freshness card under it. Oh, my goodness, that plant has blossomed. And just in a couple days has changed so much. Came alive, right?
Yep.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's a happy plant.
Yep, that's what.
A happy plant. Now, Joy, would you tell us a little bit about WOW? What was your experience with WOW?
Well, I had woke up one morning and felt like
Muggy head
and tired still, and I had a lot to do that day, and I just couldn't get focused, and I put a WOW on each tempo right and left of my head, and it wasn't even 2 or 3 minutes, and guess what kind of experience I had? Wow!
Oh, wow!
Wow! And you know what? I did more multitasking that day than ever before. I mean, I just couldn't believe the energy it gave me, the clarity it gave me, the motivation it gave me. So I was very impressed.
Where did you put it on your head?
Temples.
In the temples, okay.
Yeah, that's what I said. Didn't you listen?
I had earphones on.
Oh.
Hey, Joey, let me ask you a question real quick. What do you think about this new format? What do you think about this new format of interviewing?
You like it
better than lecture?
I haven't heard it because he had his ear things on. It wasn't out loud where I could hear it. I have one more testimony. Can I tell you something?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. You sure can.
I was headed into the bathroom one day. And I kicked the wood door frame so hard that I heard my toe, second toe from the little toe, crack. I heard it crack, and it immediately swelled up and started turning purple. Guess what I put on it?
Wow.
Can you guess? No. Relief.
Wow. You put relief?
Relief.
Okay.
Yeah, and I could not believe how the pain went away so quick, and the swelling went down, and the purple, black and blue look of my toe was like almost totally gone the next day. I feel like I broke my toe. I really do. It cracked. I could hear
now,
it crack.
Yeah. Are you sure? So, are you really sure it was the door and it wasn't Richard's head?
No, I think you're right, Gary. I was just trying to be nice.
Oh, y'all are so much fun. Thank y'all.
Okay.
Anyone
thank you
else want to press one? Thank you. Anyone else want to press one?
No one else has
if
pressed
not,
one. I want to mention
about money. Okay.
Tomorrow there is a special event at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, and noon Pacific, and that is a Reiki master who is also a farmer, a goat farmer. She has cows on her farm. She has pets on her farm. And she has been doing every imaginable experiment with our various modalities. She's going to be answering some questions that I've arranged for a couple other goat farmers to join us. And they just want to hear, you know, how our technologies potentially will impact their production and the quality of their goat milk products, their cheese. And it should be a really informative event. If you don't have an invitation yet, please get back to Gary or myself. We'll make sure that it's a Zoom webinar, so you could either click the link or you can dial in, either way. And she told me candidly today, she has some stories that she hasn't even told the company yet. You know, so Rick Hassler has no clue at what we're going to learn tomorrow. Pretty cool.
Absolutely. Herb, how can somebody get free resonators, and how can somebody make money with this company?
Well, every time the company puts on a presentation, they put one on Tuesday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern time. They put one, and that's a showcase. It talks about the opportunity, talks about making money, talks about the founders, the awards that the company's won, and the products, everything. Perfect entire showcase. And Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, there is a, I'll call it, educational webinar. You know, typically we have a practitioner from somewhere in the world. Last week we had Dr. Marie from Paris, and they just light up your world with information relative to their experiences in their practice. And again, this is all new technology, relatively speaking. No one has used it for more than 8 years because it was originally invented 8 years ago. And most people don't have nearly that much experience. And a lot of people are pretty innovative and doing all kinds of experiments, like you'll hear tomorrow from the goat farmer, Hannah, and we thank her for, you know, being willing to share her time with us. But at the end of each one of those presentations, there's always a giveaway. You know, you don't have to qualify. You don't have to do anything. If you're there, you could win. And it's never less than $60 worth of product. So I highly recommend, as often as you can, be there. And on our radio blog show, we do this show 5 nights a week, every night except for Tuesday and Friday. Everybody has the opportunity to get free resonators, the peel and stick kind, the ones that are good for 3 days each. And this is how it works. Whenever a first-time listener identifies themselves, fills in a form so that they can get additional information on the specific topics of interest, they instantly, upon reviewing that information, are going to receive a 9-day supply of resonators. Okay, their inviter, the person who gave them this, you know, number to dial in,
whenever they have a first-time listener that goes through the process of reviewing the information that's of interest to them, and that person is eligible and awarded the 9-day supply, the inviter gets a 6-day supply. That is an unlimited offer. So, you know, as often as you want more freebies, just invite more people. It's, you know, it's really simple. There's 8 billion people in the world almost, and, you know, ultimately very few people know anything about what we talk about on this show. So that's, you know, one way. Then we have a super, you know, we'll call it fast start way to really get some freebies for a new first-time listener. This is a new guest. If they indeed are willing to share this radio broadcast with 4 other people within 7 days, okay, they get their brother-in-law, their son, their next-door neighbor, and their doctor to listen to this call, they go through the process of filling in the internet form that basically identifies those items of interest to them, okay, that new person that has his 4 guests that successfully do that is awarded with a 12 resonator bonus. That is a 36-day supply, and we throw in an EMF shield. So, you know, that's, you know, basically, you know, $45 worth of product free. I mean, no catches. Enjoy. And when you do that, when you qualify, you know, a new first-time listener qualifies for that bonus, they could pick multiple resonators. When they only earn the 3, then it is only one kind of resonator that they get to experience. So please invite some people and tell them in advance. You know, get excited and invite your, you know, friends and neighbors to listen with you. And that first night, they could easily accomplish, you know, the bonus of a 36-day supply.
Absolutely. And
now let's
excited,
talk about making some money. Is there anybody in the world that could use some extra income? Well, I don't know about the people that you run into, but I run into pretty much everybody could figure out if they were given a way that doesn't require a whole lot of time and is beneficial and, you know, kind of lights them up, gives them a mission doing something positive. If they can earn money doing that, they would definitely be willing to entertain the information. And, you know, we certainly have an opportunity to do that. As you, you know, begin to become involved with this company and you become a brand partner, it doesn't cost anything. And once you're a brand partner, you're given a self-replicated website, and that website actually has multiple languages, so you could do business all around the world instantly. And anytime anybody goes to your site and purchases something, you earn money. Simple as it is. If you want to get serious and build a team, that option is available. If you want to, you know, get serious and gather 20 reliable, ongoing package purchasing brand partners, you get to share a 2% global pool of the revenue of the entire company. The business volume of the entire company worldwide. So, you know, on your own efforts, if you get serious, you can earn serious income. There are no caps. There are no quotas. You could work at your own pace. You could work a couple hours a week, a couple hours a day, a couple, you know, hours whenever you want to. And, you know, the more you put forward at getting people in front of this information, inviting people. You don't have to explain any of this like I did. You don't have to be, you know, willing to be interviewed. All you need to do is invite people to the information and, you know, be a little persistent, follow up with them, make sure that they got their questions answered. And at that point, a lot of people are going to pull out their credit cards and debit cards, and you're going to see money begin to appear. Doesn't get any simpler than that. And here is a simple sizzle call, 2.5 minutes long. Write this number down. Listen to it. And if you're a brand partner and you're listening to it for the first time, make sure that you mention your name and just say test so that nobody follows up with you. But invite people to this call if they're looking to earn some extra money. The number is 641-715-3900, and the extension is 472030#. I'll repeat that. 641-715-3900, extension 472030#. Why not share a great way of adding some income with those people that you care about and, you know, people that you hear complaining about not having enough money? You know, they could be strangers, but you'll hear them whining. You'll hear, I can't, you know, do that, or I'd love to go on vacation, or I'd love to get a new car, or I don't know how I'm going to pay for my kids' college education. Solve their problems.
Absolutely. Wonderful information. So, in other words, people can literally spend mine and your money giving away our free samples, and they can earn a lot of money.
And it's explained. They don't even have to explain it or think about it. It's explained in that 2.5-minute explanation. They just need people to listen to it.
All they got to do is give away that number. Yeah.
That's it. Get people to listen to that number.
Absolutely. It works. Well, anyone want to press 1? If not, we're going to wrap it up. And then Saturday night, get a lot of people to the new format. It's an interview instead of a lecture. So you get a lot more information. And get involved. Get excited.
It's your call. It's your call. You know, we're just here to help. You know, ultimately, you know, you could ask the questions. If you want us to ask you questions, you know, text us in advance. We'll be glad to, you know, give you the forum so that you can, you know, convey the relevant information that you want to get out there. It's your call.
Let's make this work for you. Yes, this is your call. This is your radio show. You're just not having to pay for it. How do you get, if you had your own radio show, how do you get that out to people? This is your own radio show. It's your call. Anyone, press 1. Any suggestions, any ideas? Irv and I are here to help you, but we can't do it unless we know, honestly, how you feel. Richard.
No one is raising their hand, Gary.
Okay. Well, with that, then, we're going to close it out. Please, everyone, try to get one person. At least one person on Saturday night. Take a challenge and try to get at least one person to this new format. Every one of you brand partners need to be letting your people know that we've changed the format up, and it's your radio show. It's your call. And if you really want to explode it, text Irv and I some questions that you want us to ask you or ask Irv or ask myself. We're here. We're here to help you. With that, I want to thank everyone within the sound of my voice for listening, because a lot of people will go to blogtalkradio.com/rollingenergy, and they are from around the world and listening to the show. Thank you all for listening. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Joy. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Sean. Irv, thank you as well. Thank you, Dave. And everyone that asked the questions tonight, we really love you. We really appreciate everything that you're doing for our energy business. God bless you, and we'll see you Saturday night. Make sure you're on the call tomorrow and watch and learn about farm animals. Saturday morning, we got a world-class practitioner, doctor, Dr. Stan, and he always swells your brain and gives you great information. And remember, Saturday and Sunday and Monday night, you got three nights of the Rolling Energy Group, your radio show to get people here. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you, Irv. Thank you, Richard. Good night, all.
Good night.